Excuse dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. But dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
So we're in the studio's number two.
Oh,
yeah. As in they're pieces of shit.
Are we on?
Yeah.
All right. Where it's TISD North is what this is.
It is, yeah. You know, usually when you think of the northern part of Austin, mm-hmm. you think, you know, better setups.
Yeah. Not this one.
Not this one.
Not this one. Spare no expense. Literally no expense was spared or spent.
Yeah. Except for these dope-ass mics that you got us.
These dope-ass mics are the dopest.
You just let me know how much, and I will cut you a check. That'll bounce.
You should... See, I think I need to hold this thing too.
Yeah,
you should cut me a check.
I will.
They were $4 each.
Dang,
that's triple what we've spent on this thing altogether.
We're going up though.
Wait,
just think,
we're rising just like me trousers.
Ooh,
me trousers. How's your weekend?
My weekend was good. I spent part of it with you.
You did.
Yep.
We had a grand old time.
Karaoke night.
Karaoke Saturday.
iTunes.
Shout out iTunes on. Was it Burnett Road? Anderson Road.
Yeah,
on
the corner of Veach or something. But
yeah,
on the shout out to Korean karaoke. Yeah,
it's on the corner of North Korea and South Korea.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
They do it right. That place is all right.
It is, except for you'd think there'd be an English button that you could press and it would say, hey, everything's in English now. But no.
Nope. Not even like the receiver. You can't even tell.
Nope.
You barely tell what you're plugging in.
Yeah.
And the best is like... So the background of the karaoke for all the songs was skiing.
Yeah.
I think it was Korean skiing. And then sometimes it was just like
an odd love story.
Yep.
Yep. It was one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was a girl waiting at a bus stop, maybe? I don't know. I don't know what she was doing. It was...
That might have been part of the love story.
I thought she was just waiting for a bus.
I don't know. I was just captivated, like, wow. Why are these people skiing during Don't Stop Believin'?
At the first Don't Stop Believin', and that guy's chances at a gold medal crashed with him.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what? I'm going to stop believing right now. There's no reason for me to believe.
Nope, I'm letting go of this feeling.
Nope.
I'm going to turn into a streetlight person.
I'm going to be honest with you. My throat is still killing me.
Yeah, we're recording a day late because of your vaginal throat.
Yep, the shake, man. I tore my vocal cords like it was a set of labia with a baby coming through it.
Was it when we sang Limp Bizkit? Probably, right?
Well, then we followed up Limp Bizkit from Break Stuff with Master of Puppets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that didn't help either.
Yeah, that's true.
By the way, to a horrified crowd.
Yeah.
Horrified.
There was, it was a lady who put it in, though.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
She's cool.
Yeah. And
they're all cool.
Yeah. You got
varying degrees of cool, of course.
You have friends who cannot sing for shit.
No.
Some of the whitest people I've ever seen. Some of those people trying to rap songs, it was racist.
It was as if they got bleached as they walked in the door.
Yeah.
Somebody threw a balloon full of bleach all over their dreams.
Yeah. And in their singing voices.
Were terrible.
Yeah.
In fact, one person's voice was terrible altogether. I'm not going to tell you who it was.
You do not like that one, huh, singing?
Nope.
I know exactly who you're talking about, and I disagree. I think it's lovely.
No, you're out of your fucking mind.
Honey, it's not you, just in case you're wondering.
Honey, it's you.
No, because on the way home, she's like, I can't sing. And I'm like, no, there was worse than you tonight.
No, it was way worse.
Yeah.
It was way worse. I mean, some of the people just opted out altogether.
Yeah.
Karaoke's a good time.
It is. I always have a blast.
BYO. I was...
B?
I was messed. Messed up.
Yeah, you were.
Big time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pinned to the couch. Couldn't get up for like an hour and a half.
You laughed a lot. You had the giggles like bad.
It was a good old time. I did not know
you deserved it.
The proof that was going on in that pudding.
No, you did not.
The proof was in the pudding. I just didn't know what proof it was because I was...
Lots of proof.
Pinned. Lots of pinned. So that was it. Anyway, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Sunday was a struggle. I'm not going to lie to you.
I was okay.
No, I was not. Sunday was a struggle for sure. And then we had Cub Scouts Sunday. and we had to give a presentation for scouts. Liam had to I'm not Liam when I'm telling you that scouts was a trial and tribulation. So,
a lot of mercy.
I mean, separate from everything I just said, my son and I had to develop a presentation because it was our turn to do some of the requirements. So everybody has to go through for Weebelows. You have to a whole bunch of requirements, and ours was building a better world.
Okay. So we had to do. I can't wait for you to.
We had to
wipe out the which race is it that you're going to wipe out?
The Australians.
Oh.
They're a filthy people who are just put down there from a prison population, yeah. and they sprawled from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like gutter rats.
The Helmsworths of the world, yeah. And the Crocodile Dundees.
Yeah. Those motherfuckers. There's no place. Those guys are so good looking.
No place for that in a civilized society.
Yeah.
So.
It moves when I see them. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. What just happened?
Have you ever. So you watch Westworld?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know one of the Helmsworth brothers is on there?
Yeah, he's like the cop guy, right?
He's the Danny DeVito to the rest of them?
Yeah, and he's still way better looking than any of us.
Legit, yeah, but he's only like 4'2". The rest of them are like 6'5".
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He's as tall as Tandy Newton.
Yeah, I always thought it was Thandy.
You would, you jackass.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful, beautiful babe.
Yeah, I agree. She's very pretty.
Her and, who I also confuse her with, Guardians of the Galaxy girl.
Zoe Saldana?
Yep.
I agree. She's also beautiful. A little too thin, but...
As a green... Interestingly enough.
Yeah.
I'm usually not into that stuff, but those two ladies?
Yeah.
I'm jamming.
Yeah.
They're my jam.
We're jamming.
Circling back, I just heathered the story. Sorry, Heather. Circling back to the scout story, we had to put something together, and part of it was... history of the U.S. flag, and then something that talked about your rights, you know, scouts' rights and stuff like that.
Did you get into how Betsy Ross was a huge whore?
No, I didn't. But there's a tie in there. Glad you brought that up. So I developed this whole PowerPoint thing where we were going to go over, death by PowerPoint is what I did to these kids. But we also had a Jeopardy game at the very end for some of the quote-unquote facts we were presenting. Well, it turns out some of the facts that I thought weren't really facts.
Yeah, great.
We start talking about the Bill of Rights. We get to the Second Amendment, and Liam we're laying around, just kind of kicking it, and my son's presenting. This is fucking miserable right now. I'm sorry, different story. It's just very hot in here. So we get to the Second Amendment, and I jump in, and I was like, Second Amendment, you know, because you have to have a – you got to have a license to have a gun. And all the dads were like, no, you don't, you fucking idiot. And I was like, what? You don't have to have a license to have a gun? I seriously thought you did.
No.
And there, I was like, yeah, but you have to have one for a pistol. And they're like, no, you idiot.
You have to have a license to carry.
Right. So I was like, all right, you know, agree to disagree. So
– tomato, tomato.
Exactly. So we get to we get through the rest of it. We start playing the Jeopardy game. So my son is like the Alex Trebek, and two teams call him up. The next one was who sewed the I wrote sewed. I typed sewed as S-O-W.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a fucking
you sewed.
Moron. Absolute moron. Who sewed the first American flag?
Yeah.
I put Betsy Ross, and then one of the dads was like, well, not really, but... that's not what I was told. Yeah. So we're going to go with Betsy Ross.
Yeah. It was then Betsy DeVos, wasn't
then
it?
Then it was DeVos. It's DeVos.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. Know your politics, bitch. Mate, you know what? We just lost a whole population.
We did.
We're trying to get the entire alt-right over here, and now you're going to mispronounce her name?
Yeah.
You jerk.
MAGA.
Fucking HAGA. Don't say it. So... the next one that comes up was like, hey, when do
you... Was it FAGA? Is that what you wanted to say?
No, Jagoff.
Oh.
Like Jagoff.
Oh.
Are you serious?
I'm sorry. FAGA.
Wow.
I don't know. I was running through the alphabet.
I'm shocked and amazed. Did you get to Quagga?
I got up to I got, Staga. I got Gaga. Gaga? Was that it?
Lady Gaga? So we get up to saluting the flag, and I was like, yeah, when are you supposed to salute the flag? And they're all like, no, you don't, you know, if you're a scout, you only salute the flag. You know, I was like, oh, when you're in a parade or when they're in the, when you're doing the Pledge of Allegiance, all this stuff. And they were like, no, you don't salute the flag then. You only salute the flag when you're in uniform. Now, this is in front of like the scouts and the dads and stuff, and I was like, this is going way off the deep end.
And they're actually calling you out on this stuff as you're doing it?
In there. They're back in behind the scouts, and they're just shaking their heads like, no. So one of the last ones
was... Did you say, hey, I pay for this, you fucks? Don't judge me.
No, the guy who runs it is really cool. The other dads are like hyper into it, especially one particular dad, but
we won't talk about Larry.
Apparently we're not going to talk about Lewis. I should have used a fake name there.
You should have.
So anyway, the last one was, it was a trick question as I posed, like, when is it not appropriate to fly the flag? And I wrote never. And then one of the dads is like, well, when it's raining, you're not supposed to put it up. And then the other one was like, you're supposed to take it down at night. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. We're done.
Yeah. I'm moving to China.
Yeah. So then I put up the last Final Jeopardy slide. I'm like, we're going to Final Jeopardy. And it was, who was the greatest quarterback of all time? It was Tom Brady. I said, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You turds.
Eat that, you dickheads.
And one of them was like, well, Bart Starr. I was like, you fucking loser. It's like four teams in the league back then.
More like Bart Simpson.
So Scouts was a total disaster. And then afterwards, I was getting so frustrated that I just took over the presentation, and my son was mad at me because I took over the presentation.
He should have been. It's his thing, not yours.
100% his thing. He had every right to be. I'm a dick.
Yeah.
Flat out dick.
Yeah. Fly that dick flag of yours.
Oh, but I really wanted to punch somebody.
Was it Larry? Or Lewis?
Yeah, it was.
Was it your son?
No, it was my son.
Oh, okay.
My son's the balls. Quick shout out to our sponsor. Speaking of beating on your son, 14 Finches. They don't approve of that either. 14 Finches for all of your graphic design needs.
I had a friend reach out to me and say, hey, I've been searching for this 14 Finches you keep talking about. And I'm getting the big old goose egg.
Yeah.
So what's that website again?
It's 14finches.com. The number 14, or you spell 14.
Either way, you should be able to get there.
Either way, it says, parked for free by GoDaddy.
Perfect.
When my brother did the same thing, he's like, there's no website called 14 Finches. There's nothing there. And I was like, no, it says parked for free. He just hasn't done anything about it yet. So he continues to not do anything about it. I'm holding this thing to the side, and now I'm going to hold it in front of my face.
I don't know how mine's coming out either, but...
It's coming out great. It's coming out white and milky with a little bit of pre.
A little clear?
A little clear. You're in the clear. You're like a Scientologist. It's coming out clear.
Yeah. So my Sunday...
Oh, I'm not interested.
Yeah. Good, because we did nothing. Stayed in the house all day.
July run.
Yeah, yep, it was great.
I so wish I got a chance to do that.
Yeah.
I guess I did that for half the day. We had hoops tryouts, too, on Saturday. So
how'd it go?
It went okay. We're moving up a rank in each boy.
Each boy?
Up a rank, so it's going to be a little bit of a stretch.
Do they actually enjoy it, or do you force them to do it?
Nope, they do like it.
Okay.
They do like it. The other one's pretty good. He's fast. You know, he's
got to be one of the taller kids, right?
Negative.
Oh.
Well, he's in the younger grade now. I mean, he's in the younger tier. I think it's like fifth and sixth grade, so he's in the younger side.
Oh, okay.
But then again, we also held him back.
Yeah, so you can raise a...
This very
exactly,
reason, so
yeah.
We could gain the
system.
So
you can raise a champion.
So actually, now that I think about it, he was one of the taller kids there. Once he gets his... he's not one of those kids who likes to like practice year-round.
Or at all.
So when it's in season, he really enjoys it. And then the minute the season's over, the ball just kind of sits in the garage.
Yeah.
Regardless of the fact.
He just likes swimming, right?
I fucking bought them a basketball net and I put it together Christmas Eve until 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was freezing my fucking ass off and I was screaming outside. I was cursing.
Like, loudly. Santa came and that guy has a terrible language.
I was like, fuck this fucking thing. It was a hard thing to put together.
Yeah.
Sorry, how was your Sunday?
My Sunday was fine.
Yeah.
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 I had a hard thing to put together, too.
Did you?
Yep.
Did you find out how to slide it into place?
So, we had a couple updates. Inquiring minds have been wanting to know about how your goddamn Frosted Rice Krispies were.
Oh, that's right. I forgot to bring that up last time. So, Frosted Rice Krispies.
You raved. The best cereal in the world, the best after milk.
Yep.
You said they don't make them anymore.
They don't.
I said, yeah, they do. And then I produced a box of them for you.
You're goddamn right you did. And I had a bowl. Now, granted, one of the things I wanted to do was get whole milk because that's the way you're supposed to enjoy stuff with whole milk.
Okay. I use heavy cream, but only whatever.
I'm sure you do. All true athletes do. Even with the 2%, delicious.
Oh, yeah?
Snap, crackled, and popped in my mouth. Now, I was in a side room. I don't know what I was doing, not paying attention. And all of a sudden, I hear a shout of, "Oh, my God, this is awesome." I came running into the kitchen. And I was like, "What's awesome?" He's like, "These Frosted Rice Krispies," the older one.
Yeah.
Loved them. Loved them. Converted.
Yeah.
Because he used to eat the regular Rice Krispies.
Only $13 a box.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. What's a normal box cost?
Three.
It's worth the markup. Frosted Rice Krispies, they should bring them back. They must be sold somewhere. Guatemala or something.
They're sold on Amazon. So you can get them. You just got to pay the shipping.
I know. I wonder if they just sat in somebody's... I have a box of Wheaties upstairs that has Tom Brady on there for the 2001 football season when they won the Super Bowl.
You're going to eat them when he retires? Is that the plan?
No, I'm going to sell them online. Oh, shit.
Yeah, is it signed?
I like them. No.
Oh.
Nope. It's just an unopened box of Wheaties. Yeah. I never ate Wheaties before in my life.
Yeah. It was a great retirement plan.
I'm sure it's got a whole bunch of like earwigs just crawling through it. Oh, right, yeah. Now. But the person I sell it to won't know that, so fuck them.
They call them earwigs here in Texas?
I don't know what they call them.
Yeah, they call different things weird things.
That reminds me of this horror movie one time that I saw on like the Creature Double Feature.
Okay.
On WSBK 38, where...
That's not UPN?
Nope. Oh. Not then, it wasn't.
Okay.
Where there was a cockroach who ate his way through this guy's brain, and it was just the whole thing about how he goes mad. And then finally, like, the doctor gets it out on the other side of his head and is like, "Good news is we got the cockroach. Bad news is it laid eggs in there." Dun, dun, dun. And that was it. It ended.
Oh.
I'd hate to get a bug in my ear.
Yeah, dude, that's creepy. Do you ever watch those videos on YouTube? Like, people get a spider stuck in their ear?
No.
Or a moth? There was one dude had a moth in his ear. It was disgusting.
Was it live?
Yeah. It was, like, fluttering around in there, and you were, like, freak out.
In his, like, ear canal?
In his ear canal. Like, they had, like, the camera way down in there. You could see it, like, fluttering. And every time it fluttered, he's like, "Oh, get it out. And, like, it was, like, his girlfriend or something took tweezers and finally got the thing out. It was gross.
How'd they get a camera down there?
It's weird.
Is it a doctor's office?
No. They could actually see it with, like, the iPhone camera.
I'm calling bullshit on this.
No, dude, I'm telling you.
Every time it fluttered, it sounded like it was, like, right in his head.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's gross. I would hate that. They say you ate like 1,000,000 pounds of spiders during the night.
I don't think they say that.
They do. A million pounds,
huh?
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Or maybe 1,000,000 spiders. I don't think 1,000,000 pounds of spiders. You know how many spiders that is?
I mean, how old do you live to be? Pretty old. Me? Your mouth is constantly
Have
open.
Have you seen me? Yeah, I know. Hey, that's
you fucking mouth breather.
You fat bastard.
Your mouth is constantly open. Opening and closing. Yep. Opening and closing.
Chewing the cud, you cow.
So, little inside baseball. We broke the mic stands earlier, so now we're holding the mics.
Yeah. It's going well.
Should we not do the inside baseball stuff?
No.
Do you think the people enjoy it?
They love it.
They love
it. It's their favorite part, I think. I think it's the only part they like.
We should show them video.
Speaking of video.
Yeah.
And updates to the podcast.
Yep.
Little Dave Sammarco update.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Dave Sammarco.
Yeah, we are still trying to figure out how to Skype or FaceTime and record it. And we just haven't Googled it yet, so I think that's step one.
A lot of people have difficulty the first time they do it for like 30 straight seconds, and then they actually get some instructions to do it. We just haven't gotten to that part yet. It's difficult. It's
baby not steps.
It's not easy. It's not easy at all. Do we know if Dave Sammarco has been contacted by your brother? And if so, is Dave Sammarco open to the possibility of being interviewed by us? I cannot possibly talk slower while you get this beer out. It's not possible.
It is. You did perfect. I get these fat little arms.
I don't know what that sounded like.
So Dave Sammarco
has
not been contacted by anybody.
All we heard was, I know Dave Sammarco, and I thought it was like a done deal.
I gave him a timeout.
Oh, okay.
Let's not contact him until we can make sure that we're not just wasting everybody's time. We don't want to waste this guy's time.
We've only tried one time to do the Skype thing.
Yeah.
We should try again, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it right now. Skype us. Live Skype us.
Live Skype us. Let me put it on the Twine machine. We'll see if we can get any live Skype us. I don't know how to log into Twitter, though, either. That's a problem.
Yeah.
So
we're work in progress, this whole thing.
By the way, speaking of which, hit us up on the Twat machine. So dumb. @SoDumb_podcast. Instagram, same. @SoDumb_podcast. The website, www.thisissodumb.com. We are on iTunes. We are on Stitcher. We are not on YouTube, or are we?
You can get to us through YouTube.
You can get to us through YouTube. Reach out and touch us. We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
All 8 of you.
Now, again, always joke submissions.
Every week.
Topics.
The joke submissions are coming in fast and furious. Should we just dive right into those?
Yeah, might as well.
This is a segment we like to call, Was That Supposed to Be Funny?
Now, for these topics, we did one of our listener suggestions, but I was joking one day texting with you and I said, hey, why don't I use an old Will playbook idea and just say, hey, I'm sitting on the fucking toilet. I'm looking at a bathroom scale.
Yep.
And a toilet paper holder. Let's use those as our submissions as a joke.
Toilet paper holder, bathroom scale.
Yes.
Those are the ones you sent.
Yep.
Now, the one that we added late in the game was because it was told to us late in the game as a suggestion. It was adult gamer.
Yeah. So very late in the game, so that's why I only have one joke for that.
So we have three.
And not a good one either.
Do you want to go first?
Nope, you.
Ladies first. Hang on, hit the button.
Yeah, we're in a different studio. I don't know how to do that kind of stuff here.
Echo, echo, echo. All right, ready?
Yes, sir.
Do you think the creator of the toilet paper roll specifically had gerbils in mind when he created it, or was it just a lucky coincidence?
What? Like an insertion tube for gerbils?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I get it. I thought you wipe your ass with gerbils.
No.
Oh. Okay, so I only have one for toilet paper holder.
All right.
I don't think toilet paper holder is the correct term. I call it hopes and dreams holder because I wipe my ass with them daily and then flush them all down the toilet.
That's a pretty good one. All right, ready?
Yeah.
By the way, I came correct today. I have 10. Total 10.
I don't know how you did it.
Because if you write shitty jokes, they just come to you.
Yeah.
If you have no plans to edit what you write whatsoever,
yeah.
This is how this works. All right, ready? Bought a toilet paper roll at the market the other day. Turns out maybe it's the worst kind of bread to use when making a pastrami sandwich.
This shit gets soggy.
Yeah, that's not tasty at all. this one you're gonna love. I'm trying to do it. Did you ever go to a sushi place and order a toilet paper roll just to see the look on the waiter's face? You should.
That's a good one.
All right, ready?
Yeah, I thought it was toilet paper holder and you're doing toilet paper rolls, but whatever.
I took some liberties.
You take liberties.
Here we go. I got a toilet paper holder one right here. Toilet paper holders are creepy.
They just stand there staring at you to hand you some toilet paper.
What kind of job is that?
And don't even get me started with masturbating in front of them. I mean, I appreciate the convenience, but don't just stand there staring at me like some psycho. That can't be part of the training, right? To hell with it. I should just buy a plastic toilet paper like a normal person. I can get one of those from Goodwill, too.
A plastic toilet paper?
Toilet paper holder.
Oh.
Okay. I should have stopped where I was ahead.
I see, because it's a guy. Who's the toilet paper holder?
Yeah, it works for Goodwill.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I get it now. They call bathroom attendants.
That was that was four sentences too long.
I'd say it was all sentences too long.
As I get older, I'm not sure the toilet paper roll is the best thing to use for thoroughly wiping your ass. You should probably use just the individual squares. Check back with me in a few weeks. I'll let you know what I come up with. Should be interesting.
Taking a whole roll?
Yeah. I get it.
Bathroom skill.
I'm going from worst to best on mine.
I do shotgun, but go ahead.
Good news. I hit my goal weight this week. According to my bathroom scale, I weigh low battery.
Oh, man. I hate getting on the scale in the bathroom, especially right after I take a shower and I'm my most vulnerable. Scrubbing off all the blood from those homeless drifters makes my skin look all blotchy, you know?
Yeah. Are all guys like me? You step on a bathroom scale and see if you can masturbate away the pounds while standing on it?
Does it work?
Dude, it hasn't worked yet, no.
The answer is no, by the way. Bathroom scales are gross. They should stay on your ashy skin where they belong. Use some moisturizer, you animal.
Scales. Scales jokes. I bought myself a glass bathroom scale. I don't care what the weight tells me. I'm just waiting for the day it shatters onto my grotesque body weight so I can take a shard and cut my disgusting fat throat with it.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That was dark.
Yeah. I'm doing more of those lately. I'm having body image issues.
It's not evident. You hide it well. Here's a good idea I saw on Pinterest. Instead of using a bathroom scale, why don't you just save yourself the time and money and eat yourself to death?
Yeah. I'm doing that.
Start with eating the mirror. All right. Any more bathroom scale ones?
Nope.
All right. Adult gamers.
I only got one for this one. You want to start it?
Sure. It's not much of a secret anymore that adult gamers make up a large portion of the video game industry, and companies are now starting to make video games specifically for that demographic. In fact, I came up with one myself. It's called You Piece of Shit, and the objective is to find a way to get your fat ass off the couch in your mom's basement and get a job.
Yeah.
Adult gamer. I was kind of angry.
Yeah, I was.
Admittedly, sales have been tepid at best.
Ugh.
Tepid.
I feel sorry for adult gamers. I mean, they're obese losers who have no money and never get laid. Oh my god, I realize I'm an adult gamer.
Sorry.
Shrugs.
There's nothing more pathetic than let's try that over.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. There's nothing more pathetic than an adult gamer. I said, Christ-urbating in my Halo t-shirt in front of the mirror.
Christ-urbating.
Oh, man. That was a good one. All right. As you can see, we take your suggestions quite seriously.
Yes.
And we write fantastic jokes for them.
We write jokes with them. We write jokes with them?
Question mark? Was that supposed to be funny? Oh, man. So, let's go right into some news of the week, huh? Did you see that? Nope. That wasn't it.
Nope.
The one I sent you about the Texas inmate. who said he didn't murder his roommate.
He did not murder his roommate.
He's on death row. Yeah. He did. You're taking his side on this one?
Yep.
Wow.
Just because it was, you know, when you do it, you don't go, but whatever.
Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah. It's all good. He said, it's all good through like a small window. Do what you got to do.
Yeah. So this gentleman allegedly killed his roommate. And then right as he was about to be gassed, what do they do?
No, he was getting lethal injection.
They lethal injection.
Because he goes, hey, I felt that. Yeah. And he started laughing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, didn't he say like it burns or something?
Yeah, he goes, ooh, that burned.
Oh, man. I didn't do it, but... what? Oh, Troy Clark, 51, said in his final statement in front of several friends watching through a window that it's all good, despite denying that he tortured and drowned his former roommate. I'm not the one who killed Christina, Clark said, but hey, whatever makes you happy. As the drugs were coursing through his body, Clark said that it burned going in and laughed.
Yeah.
I feel it, he said.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He seemed cool.
I wouldn't mind partying with that guy. 21 minutes after the lethal dose. Jesus.
Yeah, that seems
like a long time. I know.
No? Yeah. I thought they put you to sleep first, give you a little heroin first.
Maybe that's what they do. Maybe they do that.
And do that.
Did I say doo-doo?
Yep.
Doo-doo. If I was ever convicted of something like that.
Yeah.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
Nah, man, we're having the same wavelength, I think.
Go for it.
I was going to say, if you were on death row... Mm-hmm. What would be that last meal of yours?
Frosted Rice Krispies.
I knew it.
No, you got to go filet. No, you know what? T-bone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Nah, T-bone.
I just spent probably 15 years getting T-boned. Now I
boned.
Want, exactly. And now I want one going in the other end.
Yeah, I'd go lobster and shit like that. But
really?
Yeah. Nah,
crab, maybe. How much food do they give you? Huh? Oh, I love crab. I'm not a big lobster guy.
Really?
Ironically enough, yeah. Way more crab guy.
You've had crabs so many more times.
So many times. I must be one of those new babies.
Which new babies?
Segway Kings. Da-da-da-da-da-da. You guys never would have figured it out either, you stupid asses.
You stupid assholes.
You guys, look how dumb you look. Syphilis rates amongst newborns, 4 times higher than they had been, like, what, was it 10 years ago, 15 years ago? Ready?
We talked about this before. Let's see if we have the same idea, okay?
Yep.
On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Whores. Don't do anything. Is that really yours?
Yeah. Women are such more whores than usual. No?
No. I was thinking kids will do anything to not get molested nowadays.
Starting them young?
Starting with Let's just have syphilis to begin with.
Man. No, I was thinking that maybe moms are way more loose than they were in the 70s.
That cannot be true, though.
No way.
From the 70s?
No way.
Maybe the 60s? No, not even the 60s. 50s? Definitely.
No, I think people were still banging back then. They had huge families.
Yeah, but they weren't like promiscuous like.
Oh, it's... I wonder if they did like butt licking back in the 50s.
Nope.
No rim jobs.
Nope.
Somebody must have started it.
Yeah. Dad.
The queers. All the queers running around licking butts. Thank God for the gays.
Yeah.
I never would have licked a butthole.
Of a guy. You never like the guys.
A guy, a girl, dog, a cat.
You ain't picky.
I ain't picky. I'll just like to get sticky.
You just like a little licky.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't think
we're crushing it today.
I don't think a butthole got licked back in the 50s.
No, no.
What a bummer.
No, it's not.
Get it?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Nope. Not for me.
No.
Negative.
Really?
That's gross.
Oh.
Simmer down.
I am.
Yep, butt shower.
The older I get, the more butts I want to lick. I just really like bums.
Really?
So your big old booties. Out, big old booties. Yeah, well, of course. Please do me a favor and wipe down.
Yeah, how are you going to know until you get your tongue around it?
That's all the name of the game. It's a surprise.
Is it just a lick, or do you tongue dart, or give it a little suction?
Look, you're getting really personal now, and I'm not going to give away my company secrets. I've got a trademark move.
You do?
Yeah.
It's dart. Called.
Goes a little round, goes dart.
You just do W's just, the whole time for Will, right?
Just exactly. And then I do the shake. I'm just kidding. I don't lick buttholes. That's gross.
Just kidding. I don't get to lick buttholes.
I'm rolling this back. Rolling this whole thing back.
Yeah, you always walk this shit back.
I don't find, you know.
Oh, that we know that's not true. You're a butt guy. Faux show.
Oh my god. Me likey long time.
Booty holes.
I can't believe you're not a butt guy. I can't believe anybody's not a butt guy. I don't understand it. What's up?
You hear that? Just kick on?
Yeah. No. Is it the AC?
Yeah. It feels good. Fantastic, so.
Good. It's fucking hot as balls.
Yeah. We came over here because my AC is shot just to sit here and sweat my balls off.
Are you sweating your balls off right now?
Yeah. I weigh 800 fucking pounds, man.
I've got it set on 82. How fucking low do you want it to go?
We got some Florida shit to talk about or what?
We do, but let's talk about your AC for a second. What the hell's going on there?
Man, I don't know. We got home from work, and the wife calls me and says, hey, it's really hot in here. It says it's 82, and I just got home. I'm like, well, all right. I'm literally just pulling in the driveway, so I'll take a look at it. So I went out to the condenser, took a look. Nothing looked frozen. It was running.
Yeah.
Went inside, looked at the unit. Yep. Looked fine. Changed the filter. Just in case. Filter didn't look too bad when I changed it.
Did it try to kick on at all?
It was running the whole time, just blowing warm air. So
I know exactly what's happening.
I don't have a frozen coil.
Nope, I had the same thing. After a while, the capacitor trips. It starts to fire up and then stops. It'll cycle off. Go check your... you guys want some corrections? Here they come.
Yeah.
Or some fucking, this is some really dumb shit going to come out of my mouth right now. I had the same problem. After a while, it will turn back on, or this might not be your problem. But basically, it times out because it's been running for so often that it times out, like it overheats or something. I don't know what the fuck happens, but it basically will flash. Mine was like a 76 or something, meaning like it couldn't get enough voltage to the unit.
So your unit actually had a trip code on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It would start and then it would stop.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't getting enough energy from the...
I shut it off. As soon as I called the tech, I'd shut it off. So I called the homeowner's insurance, said, send someone out here.
Did you... And as an emergency call, they come tomorrow?
No, they come tomorrow.
I think if you turn it back on tonight, it'll come back on.
I'm going to do it when I get home, see what happens. Yeah.
And then you should call them and cancel, and then you should send me $500.
Yeah, it's a $76, $67 trip charge.
Okay. Well, all the equipment we just bought is probably about $72.
You told me it was $4 a piece.
Well, those are the microphones.
Oh, the stands.
What do you think the computer cost? It was free. I stole it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's
a Sphero. I don't know what that means.
I will let everyone know because everyone's going to be wondering like, oh, shit, what happened to your AC? We need to know. We're leaving on a fucking cliffhanger.
I know.
Yeah. Tune in next week.
You know what's going to be great? We're going to get some like Christensen AC. It's going to be our new sponsor because they're just going to roll out there.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have new sponsors. Yeah.
Shout out to Dale Christensen.
Is it Dale?
Yeah.
All right. I guess I got the other Christensen then.
You got the Christensen who went to Casa Mechanical probably.
He's a dope. Oh, it's Florida. We got some Florida stories up in here, people.
Let's do it.
Big time Florida stories. Florida man threw another man off bridge, arrested after spotted by passing officer. Did you read this one?
I did. Did you?
No. Sounds funny, though.
It's dumb.
Is it? Guy threw somebody else off a bridge.
It's not really
a picture of a woman here.
It's not
really. Did she throw her off?
No, he was fighting with the woman, and then some guy came.
Oh, that's the
like her friend.
A man in Florida was arrested Sunday after he threw another man off of a bridge or river just as the police were passing. What a dipshit. He doesn't even look. Daytona Beach, party time for Derek Gooden, 21, involved in an argument with a woman over money as she and her friend crossed the bridge after throwing the woman's bike in the water.
Yeah.
21-year-old threw over her friend, an unidentified man. Oh, man, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the police dash cam?
Yeah.
So they got a picture.
Yeah, but you just see the aftermath. Like, you don't really see him. Like, with the guy over his head.
The body cam. Oh, he's got a gun out, too.
Yeah, no, because he thought he just killed another guy.
Threw him off a bridge.
Yeah.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. He's like, God, did you just murder that guy in front of me?
It says Axe body spray on this thing.
Oh, shit.
Axe on body 2.
That's the body.
Axe on body.
That's the body cam.
Looks like there's a lot of fishing poles there, too. Maybe he stole his fish.
Yeah, it was more like a jetty than a bridge. It wasn't like a...
Yeah.
It wasn't like a tall, like the Golden Gate Bridge. It was like a little catwalk.
That guy's fine.
He is, yeah. He had a small cut on his head, so...
On the ground right now! Get on the effing ground! Main Street Bridge, I've got a male throw another male off a bridge. I got one at gunpoint, the officer can be heard saying in the video.
I thought it was the video plan.
Gooden is then heard saying, he jumped over the bridge before throwing his wallet in the water.
Yeah.
You'll never figure out who I am now, you sucker.
I think he threw the other guy's wallet that he got from him.
Check this out. It's not every day we're driving and see a human being being thrown another human being off into a body of water. I should learn how to read.
You should.
I fuck that up every time.
Nah, it's good. You're fucking spectacular.
Mackenzie Riohanen, who heard the commotion as he was fishing, told Fox he jumped into action as soon as he realized what was happening.
Yeah, he hopped his kayak.
Nah, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
You know what? The guy probably deserved it.
Yeah, he owed him money. Bitch better have my money.
You think it was that, or you think maybe he was playing with his babe?
No, they said he was arguing with the girl over money.
Oh, you think it was a prostitution type of thing?
No, I think she owed him money, and then the other guy's like, she don't have to pay you, and he's like, all right, then you're going into the drink. Kablook! Like that.
All right, that's not what I think happened. But anyway, story number two. Florida woman allegedly hit husband with vacuum cleaner part. Report.
Did you read this one?
Negative. She's got some weird eyes, though.
Yeah, she looks evil.
She looks like she's trying to do a glamour shot, but really she just looks like she's staring into your soul. Florida woman on Tuesday was arrested for allegedly attacking her husband with a vacuum cleaner part while he attempted to avoid her early morning cleaning.
All right, let me recap this one for you.
Hit me.
3 a.m., this chick is cleaning the house with a vacuum at 3 a.m.
Yep.
And the dude is like, what the fuck? He goes into another room. She follows him in there. Cleaning behind him. He's like, what the fuck? Goes into another room. She follows him in there, still cleaning. By the time he's like, hey, I'm trying to fucking sleep. What are you doing? And she said, this is what I'm doing. Kaboosh. Hits him in the face with the with the sucker hose.
Yep.
And then gave him a minor abrasion on his nose.
Yep.
And then he called the police like a goddamn like a pussy.
Yeah, it does say minor abrasion.
Yeah.
Holy Christ.
Yeah, I actually read these.
Her husband moved from room to room in an attempt to sleep, but she followed him with a vacuum cleaner, the report said.
I wonder if that's exactly what I just told you.
Pasco County deputies reportedly said that she went, quote, too far in the pursuit of a well-kept home.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever read.
Oh, that's funny. Ah, she should. Yeah, Felony charge.
Yeah, no one should have called the police on her. That's retarded.
Wait a second.
I mean, that's, sorry.
She charged with one count of felony battery on a person 65 or older. This girl is like, how old?
I think she's 30, isn't she?
31.
Yeah.
Maybe she tried to kill him for his money.
Maybe. Maybe she tried to clean the house to death.
With a Hoover. Instead of hoovering him, she hoovered
him. I was going to say. She could have just sucked him dry.
You know what I'm talking about.
Blowjobs.
I'm talking about.
Oh, vacuum cleaners?
Yeah, vacuum cleaners. All right, that's story number two. Story number three. Dad charged after baby found crawling across New Jersey road.
All right, so this wait. You just crossed over into North Florida and didn't even...
Did I?
Yeah. That baby's in New Jersey, my dog.
Oh. Can we do North Florida stories, too?
I guess we have to.
All right. Did I really? How the hell did that happen? Wait a second. What's our other Florida one? Florida woman allegedly kept dozens of cats and dogs locked in a U-Haul truck.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, fuck her. I don't want to talk about that anyway. Florida man shoots and kills puppy from balcony during walk with its owners.
That guy needs to be shot and killed too.
There are dog stories. There's a lot of that. I'm not an animal guy, so I don't know. Does that really bother you?
It was a puppy, and he shot it with a BB gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that pussy dog died?
No, that guy's a fucking bitch.
Where did he hit the dog?
In the face.
So he's a good shot?
No, in the chest. It went through the chest.
Good shot. A BB went through the chest?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was like a high-powered one. It's just a little puppy.
High velocity BB gun.
Yeah. People who hurt dogs and hurt animals. Cats, yeah, you can hurt a cat. That's cool. Don't hurt a dog.
What about a Rottweiler?
What about it?
What about a...
any dog.
What's the other dog that does lockjaw?
Oh, Pitbull?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't kill a Pitbull.
No. Don't breed Pitbulls. Let them die organically. I'm with you.
Orgasmically.
Stop letting them have sex.
No.
They should be the me of the dog world. No more sex.
Yeah. And have fucked up shoulders.
And epilepsy.
Yeah. They should just shake all the time. They should just
be a... Yeah. Cavalcade of medical problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, cavalcade.
Yeah, they should have just horrible neurological disorders.
And
they should die young, too.
They should not be able to read.
They should also be questioning their sexuality at all times.
They should lick buttholes. Oh, they already do.
And sniff them.
Yeah, no. Pit bulls. No thanks. Those things are fucking maniacs.
Yeah, we had one growing up that would, it loved me. Mm-hmm. But every time my brother went up to it, it would show his teeth like, I'll fucking kill you.
Really?
Yeah, so we had to get rid of it.
I would be afraid that the thing would eat my throat, even if the thing was nice. They just snap.
Yeah.
Snap.
Yeah.
Your parents are probably like, let's fucking get rid of some of these
just
kids.
One of them, at least.
Please.
Yeah.
Drive it down.
Yep. They were hoping it was me.
I was like, ugh. You too.
Yeah, this kid.
Imagine how awesome this would be if your brother was on this podcast.
Yeah.
We talk about dots.
Dots. And bowling.
I'm on the dots thing.
Shout out to Jimbo. Killing it in the darts.
Is he?
Yeah. Friends with Dave Sammarco. Kills it playing darts.
Is he going
professional dart player, Jim Kelly.
Is he also professional? Isn't he on the bowling circuit?
No. He's professional in darts. So it's not bowling. I don't think he bowls anymore.
I'm very aware that you don't throw a bowling ball at a dartboard. I'm hyper aware of that.
The fuck are you talking about?
Bowling. Doesn't he bowl?
No, at he
lanes
doesn't
and
bowl.
Games? He doesn't
lanes
roll
and
up
games
and lanes
is
and
gone.
Games. Throw some candle pin?
Nope.
The old... Where you get the glove up?
The old Roy Munson?
The old... You're a real Munson. Are you serious? I thought he was a bowler, too.
No, he's a He's a darter? What the fuck do you call dart players?
Tongue daughter. So, what's that tour like? Let's get your brother on and interview him about what the...
Nah, he doesn't listen to this thing.
Pro dart tour. He doesn't... That's even better. He doesn't have to.
Yeah. That'll be riveting. So, how about them darts?
What is it like? Tell me what the pussy smells like on the pro dart tour.
Yeah, it smells like Bud Light and Marlboros.
And tears and a... 3 abortions apiece. Uh-oh. This is some serious stuff here.
I'm shutting that off now. It's my punch guy texting me. Where am I working tomorrow?
Where can I punch you tonight?
Yeah.
Right in the nuts.
Say, I'm pressing charges from this afternoon, and you fisted me. All right, Jersey. Let's get it.
Let's go right into Jersey. So we seem to find a lot of stories about New Jersey and with Arizona, so... We're going to go, New Jersey is the Florida of the North, or North Florida, and West Florida is going to be Arizona.
Yep.
When we find stories. And we just so happened to find a couple of gems about Jersey this week. First one was dad charged after baby crawling across New Jersey road. I feel like this guy has been wrongfully accused.
Why is that?
Because, I mean, sometimes babies just get out, you know, they just get away from you a little bit.
Babies never get away from you.
Sometimes they just get away from you.
It never happens, ever.
No, it definitely happens.
No.
A father was charged Friday after a baby was spotted crawling across a New Jersey road by a driver. Now, if you look at the picture of this.
Just a baby in a diaper.
This is a big-ass four-lane road.
Yeah, this is 35.
Here's the most disturbing part. Not that the baby's well-dressed, because it is. It's got a jacket on, very responsibly attired. It's the fact that this thing is in the middle of the road and someone stopped to take a picture of it. Didn't stop and like run up and grab the baby, but somebody stopped and was like, I'm going to take a snapshot of this baby.
Are you sure it's not like a traffic cam picture?
I'm almost positive. Does that look like... There's no way there would be a red light. This baby's at a corner, like a curve. Yeah. There's no way there's going to be a stop right there.
Yeah.
Some asshole took a picture of that.
Well, you need evidence, right?
Yep. Evgeny Dorman, 41, was charged with cruelty and neglect.
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't sound like a guy's name, but...
No, see, that's it what doesn't.
It says it's the dad was charged, but then it says there was a caretaker.
The shocking incident occurred September 22nd after a photo of the crawling baby in Lakewood. Oh, that's where I live. Appeared. Should I say that?
Yep.
Yeah, I did anyway. Appeared in a since-deleted Facebook post. Some fucking asshole posted the picture. I thought the baby child was a toy until he saw movement. What a jackass.
I almost ran it over because I thought it was a toy.
Yeah, I thought it was a toy or something until she moved. I knew. I know. Imagine that. This guy's like, I'm going to fucking hit this doll.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oops. A splat.
Police discovered the 10-month-old boy had crawled about 140 feet from an open door. How far is 140 feet?
Well, what's a football field? 300 yards, which is how many feet? There's 3 feet in a yard. No, it's 100 yards, 3 feet in a yard.
300 feet.
So it's 33.
A third of a football field.
Yeah, that's what it went.
Now, are we going with yards?
Yeah.
So it's 30 yards.
Yeah. So it's it almost went to half field.
I got this motherfucker beat. I got this motherfucker beat. I've told you the story before.
You have, yeah. That's why I said babies don't get loose.
All right, let's go in the Wayback Machine. This is about 2010, 2011. Yeah.
8 years ago?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. My youngest son was probably two. Yeah, about 2 years old. So, wait, 2010. Yeah, he was born in 2009, so it was about 2010, 2011, something like that. I'm driving. I leave work early. Go to get new tires on the truck. The old hoopty. The bitch. Remember my old Dodge? You remember my Dodge? It was maroon. Had like side run. I bought it off a Mexican guy who did like drywall or something. This thing was pimped out, but it was a good deal. Good Dodge. Lasted for a while. So I needed new tires on this bad boy. I go to Discount Tire. They say they have them. They don't. I am visibly upset, but I leave like a gentleman, and I go home. Don't go back to work. Driving up my street, I turn a corner, probably about 10 houses away from mine. I see a baby in a diaper running down the street. I was like, who the fuck lets a baby out of it? That's my baby. I was about to say a name, but I'm not going to say it. Little dude's running down the street, sees my truck, runs up and hides behind a car. And I pull over and I was like,
get in the fucking car?
Joey, what are you doing? And he says, I'm running to my grandmother's house, and then hides back behind the car. His grandmother's house is like 2 miles away. I grab the baby. I bring the baby home. I walk in. The wife says, Will? Yes. I said, I just found our baby walking down the street. She said, oh, it was in the shower. End of story.
Did you install the chain locks or secondary locks?
We had all of the locks. I don't know how the baby got out. To this day, I'm still perplexed by it because we have the doorknob covers and everything. Somehow, Houdini over here was able to open the door by himself. I don't know, how tall is a baby at that point? 24 inches?
6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, 6'3". So, I mean, tall enough to open a door, for sure. But do they have the dexterity to open with those babies?
Yours does.
I barely have the dexterity to open
it. Yeah, but you get them problems. This kid's got mitts on him.
This kid has a dingus that goes forever. Yeah, so 140 feet, that's nothing.
It's true. Beat. It's not that far, so.
I got that motherfucker.
They must live right across the street from the street, you know? Right on the street.
Right across the street from the street?
They must live on the street.
Which street do they live across from?
That other one.
You mean it was like a T-bone?
No, I mean
Cross street?
The baby just went straight
out the door. You sound like an asshole right now. An absolute asshole. All right. Let's go with story number two over here. Jersey man dies after contracting brain-eating parasite. That's more of a bummer than anything else. Because he got it in Texas. Not a bummer because he died.
Okay,
but because
so this is the same guy?
Same guy who let his baby out?
No, same guy who got it in Texas?
No, he contracted it in Texas, but he's from Jersey. His name's Enrico Palazzo or something.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo.
great movie.
Yeah, it is.
it's Fabrizio Stabile. Come on.
Well,
29.
Yeah, he got it at an indoor surfing park.
Yeah, in, pool.
Yeah.
This guy sounds actually pretty cool.
He surfs indoors.
Well, he's Italian, so I won't hold that against him. Every other part of him
drives an IROC. He's got a sweet horn necklace.
How many Italian guys from New Jersey do you know that love the outdoors? Not too many.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm down with this guy.
They go out there to bury the body that their mafia uncle wants them to help, right?
This guy gets a big old Dago pass from me.
A big old what pass?
Dago.
Like a day pass? Okay. Yeah, I get it.
A day glow. What did I say?
I don't know.
You know, like the passes when you go to concerts and they glow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Day glow. Day glow pass.
Dang.
No. I wish I was your lover.
So, yeah, I can't believe you got that in Texas. On a side note, do you remember the, this a little sad, but the funeral I went to in Boston, my buddy's dad who died suddenly?
Yeah, this is going to be a laugh ride. Go for it.
He died of mad cow disease.
That's mad cow, dog.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Who gets mad cow disease?
What is mad cow disease?
It's a prion disease, which is a little piece of protein that gets in your brain and just starts munching away. Probably the same thing this guy has.
Do you go...
He didn't have an amoeba, he had a prion, which is a... Look it up, people.
Do you go...
Educate yourself.
I want to look it up right now, actually. Because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like a prawn? Like
no,
a shrimp?
Prion. P-R-I-O-N. Prion. Which is a protein... So nothing you can do about it. It's not really a living organism. Like an amoeba is alive, you can kill it. Protein.
U.S. Prius. A Prius is a battery-operated vehicle. Yeah, that in spring.
Prion. Toyota company.
Prion is an infectious agent. Oh, secret agent, man. Thought to be the cause of the transmissible spongiform and encephalopathies, TSEs. It's composed entirely of protein material called...
Yeah, but no, he got mad cow. It's crazy.
He got mad cow, dog. So did he go bananas?
He basically just kind of just stopped communicating and just kind of...
Oh, so you don't go nuts.
No, you don't go nuts. You just kind of just stop.
That's fucked
and
up.
And go into a coma and die. Nah, it's crazy.
I wonder if you're like totally like aware that you're...
He was.
I did it again, didn't I? No. I was talking out of the side of this fucking...
I don't know, but he knew that something was going on. He's like, hey, something's going on with me. You're going to need to take care of your mother. I don't know what's wrong with me, but something's going on.
No way.
And then, like, it just downhill.
God, that sucks ass. I'd hate to go like that. I might actually be going like that.
No, you get something different.
You sure?
Yep.
Epilepsy's different?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. How different?
Not very. You actually have it, I think.
You think I have prion of the penis?
You have cryon. You
cry on.
You cry on.
Cry on my underwear every night. Why won't you grow?
Please. I've been pulling on you for 40 years.
Please, this is a nightmare. Oh, my God.
Awesome. Do you know what this is?
So dumb.
Yeah, it is so dumb.
So dumb.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.